the nectar of devotion very often speaks of devotees and explains to us their experiences. There's a reason why this is so. We are said, if we want, or it's explained to us, if we want to obtain love for Krishna, it's best if we follow the example of these devotees who have this love. This is most probably one of my favorite chapters of the Nectar of Devotion. It explains how much the devotees want to obtain the darshan of Lord Krishna. So I will read this, and after this we will have our next chant. I thought maybe Murali, could we request you to chant with us a little bit so that you get ready, and then our Gadada said he would also come, but let us see what he decides in the end. The great devotee Uddhava once wrote a letter to Krishna. Now, here's the letter from Uddhava to Krishna. My dear Krishna, I have just finished the study of all kinds of philosophical books and Vedic verses about the goal of life. And so now I have a little repetition for my studies. But still, in spite of my reputation, my knowledge is condemned. Because although enjoying the effulgence of Vedic knowledge, I could not appreciate the effulgence emanating from the nails of your toes. Therefore, the sooner my pride and Vedic knowledge are finished, the better it will be. This is an example of indifference. It means he doesn't care for his reputation. He feels, I have not really appreciated the shine from the nails of your toes. So, although I'm known as a great scholar, not very significant. And now here comes another devotee on the stage of bhakti, and he gets in front of us and very anxiously expresses his heart. My mind is very flickering, O Krishna, so I cannot concentrate it upon your lotus feet. And seeing this inefficiency in myself, I become ashamed. I think we all can say, my dear devotee, this is also how we feel. We want to concentrate our mind on your lotus feet, O Krishna, but it's so shameful, we can't. Now, after we have said this, we eat a pizza and go to bed. But see what the devotee says. And the whole night I'm unable to sleep because I'm so frustrated by my great inability to constantly fix my mind on your lotus feet. So there are many, many statements like this. Once some devotees became so eager to see Lord Krishna, who had appeared on planet Earth, that they all made a march towards Dwaraka and wanted to go into the private chambers of Lord Krishna to see their Lord. But this is not so easy in Dwaraka to just crush into the privacy of the Lord. They are doorkeepers who stand guard, and you cannot just see the Lord without an appointment in Dwaraka. It's not Vrindavan. So they were detained at the door and told, no, you can't see Krishna. So this is how they speak. My dear Krishna, O friend of the Pandus, most probably the Pandavas, as the swan loves to dive into the water among the lily flowers and would die if taken from the water, so we wish only to be with you. You can imagine the swan needs water, so the devotees need also water, the water of Krishna's association. Our limbs are shrinking and fading because you have been taken away from us. I have just a few more. Oh, this is very nice. How Uddhava reacted to Lord Krishna leaving the city of Dwaraka. I think you might have heard that the sun god had a very dear worshipper. His name was Satrajit. And he worshipped the sun god so well that the sun god rewarded him and gave him a jewel which shone exactly like the sun. So Satrajit felt very, very proud, we could say, and entered Dwaraka, and all the citizens thought, here comes the sun, because there was so much light coming from it. And he went to Krishna, and Krishna knew that this jewel would create great problems, and he also knew it would ultimately create the death of Satrajit. So he said, my suggestion is that you give this jewel to Ugrasena, the king. Then it is safe, and you will get every day the gold which this jewel produces. But Satrajit, much like an ordinary mundane person, thought that Krishna wanted to keep the jewel for himself and get all the gold which the jewel produced. And therefore he did not agree to this proposal and said, we can take care of this ourselves. The jewel ultimately was stolen, and Krishna was verdächtigt, wie sagt man, accused that he had stolen the jewel. And when Krishna was away from Dwaraka, and he came back, the little children were running away from the Lord and pointing at him, that our mothers have said he has stolen the jewel, he might steal our toys away from us. The little children were misinformed like this. That was clearly a propaganda against Lord Krishna. So Krishna decided to just get the jewel back, and he went into the forest and so on. And for that time, he was not in Dwaraka. So here comes now a very nice description how Uddhavaji reacted to this. When Sri Krishna left the city of Dwaraka to seek out the Syamantaka jewel, and he was late returning home, Uddhava became so afflicted that the symptoms of disease became manifest on his body. He actually became sick, actually due to his excessive ecstatic love for Krishna. Uddhava became known in Dwaraka as crazy. To his great fortune, on that day Uddhava's reputation as a crazy fellow was firmly established. Please note how Prabhupada describes this. Usually when you are known as a crazy person, this is an unfortunate turn of events in your life. But he says it was a great fortune for Uddhava that he became known as a crazy fellow. Udava's craziness was practically proved when he went to Raivataka Hill to minutely observe the congested black clouds. So he, in his disturbed condition, he began to pray to these clouds, and he expressed his jubilation by bowing down before them. See, the Raivataka mountains are outside of Dwarka, and they are very high. They have many caves, and they touch the clouds. It's a very, I mean, when you want to climb the Raivataka mountains, you have to really climb. So there Uddhava was, you know, on the top of the hill, bowing down to the black clouds. You can imagine why he bowed down to the black clouds. They reminded him of Krishna. He was actually thinking Krishna, Krishna. He was thinking that his Lord had come from the air, from the sky. And he said, he informed Krishna, "My dear leader of the Yadu dynasty, your servants in Vrindavan cannot sleep at night thinking of you. So now they are all lying down on the bank of the Yamuna, almost paralyzed. And it appears that they are almost dead because their breathing is very slow." So this is a very nice descriptions. What do these descriptions tell us? They tell us that many things, but one of the things is that Krishna must be very attractive. Do you agree? I mean, Krishna has such a magical influence on his devotees, so he's certainly very attractive. So, Hare Krishna.